Welcome to Nightlights. I'm David Brent Johnson. Pianist Andre Previn landed in Hollywood as a teenage prodigy in the 1940s and began a career that moved through the worlds of jazz, pop, classical, and movie scores. In the 1950s and early 60s, he helped popularize jazz plays Broadway albums, appeared in a number of West Coast jazz settings, made a series of solo piano songbook recordings, collaborated with vocalist Dinah Shore and Doris Day, and wrote a memorable jazz score for the first cinematic adaptation of a Jack Kerouac novel. We'll hear music from all of those Previn outings and more in the next hour. It's Jazz of All Trades, the eclectic Andre Previn, coming up on this edition of Nightlights. Pianist Andre Previn performing Rodgers and Hart's I Could Write a Book with bassist Red Mitchell and drummer Shelly Mann from Previn's 1958 album Pal Joey. For Andre Previn, the road to jazz began with Art Tatum. In February of 1947, Downbeat magazine published a profile of the 17-year-old pianist who was causing a splash on the West Coast as a classical prodigy, emerging jazz musician, and composer, arranger, and performer for MGM's film score department. I think this kid, Andre Previn, has a lot of talent and a hell of a good chance, Frank Sinatra told Downbeat, which proved to be something of an understatement. Previn's earliest years read, appropriately enough, like the treatment of a Hollywood drama. Born in Berlin in 1929, he demonstrated his musical brilliance early on, enrolling at the Berlin Conservatory at the age of six. But in 1938, Previn was dismissed because he was Jewish, and his family fled Germany, eventually landing in Los Angeles by way of Paris. Previn flourished in California, giving a series of classical concerts when he was just 13. He didn't care much for jazz at first, thinking of it as a hotel band with funny hats, he said many years later. Then a record store owner played him Art Tatum's recording of Sweet Lorraine, and Previn said his ears were open to the possibilities of improvisation in music. He began to hang out at jazz clubs and to listen to more jazz pianists such as Teddy Wilson and Nat King Cole. At some point, word got around Hollywood that this 15-year-old wunderkind was looking for musical work, and MGM summoned him to help with a film called Holiday in Mexico. Previn made his first jazz recordings as well at age 16 for the Small Sunset label, a folio of 78s called Andre Previn Plays Duke Ellington, which paired him with two stellar performers, bassist Red Callender and guitarist Irving Ashby. Here's Take the A-Train on Nightlights. Take the A-Train from the 1946-78 album Andre Previn Plays Ellington with Irving Ashby on guitar and Red Callender on bass. Though Previn had been working for MGM since he was 16, he didn't get his first screen credit until the 1949 Lassie film The Sun Comes Up, Previn's MGM stint was interrupted when he had to report for military service in 1950. Stationed in San Francisco, he was able to take conducting lessons with the conductor of the San Francisco Symphony Orchestra, which would influence the direction of his later career. Previn soon returned to MGM, where he worked with legendary musical producer Arthur Freed. He continued to play classical music as well. He also married jazz singer Betty Bennett, who served as a connection to some of the best players in the emerging West Coast jazz scene, such as trumpeter Shorty Rogers and drummer Shelly Manne. We'll hear Previn in a West Coast jazz context now, starting off with a tune that he wrote and recorded with Rogers, Porterhouse on Nightlights.
Thank you.
Lyle Murphy's Fourth Dimension, featuring Andre Previn on piano from the 1955 album Gone with the Woodwinds. Previn before that with trumpeter Shorty Rogers performing Previn's composition Porterhouse from the 1954 album Collaboration. In 1956, Previn and his frequent jazz mates, drummer Shelly Mann and bassist Leroy Vinegar, made what proved to be a highly influential album, recording for the Contemporary label late in the evening with no prepared material at hand. They took a suggestion from producer Les Koenig to work up jazz versions of a couple of songs from the current hit musical My Fair Lady. The musicians were so pleased with the results that they decided to make an entire LP drawn from Alan J. Lerner and Frederick Lowe's show. Since they didn't know enough of the material, Koenig sent somebody out to a record store that stayed open till midnight for a copy of the cast album. Previn, Vinegar, and Mann listened to the album. Previn wrote down the chords, and a few hours later they were done. At the end of the all-night session, Previn joked that it would be the most expensive party record ever made, feeling certain that Lerner and Lowe would never let the label release it because of what we've done to their nice tunes. But the record not only came out, it proved to be Contemporary Records' biggest-selling release, and Lerner and Lowe gave copies of the album to all of My Fair Lady's cast members. Dozens of such albums by jazz artists devoted entirely to one show's songs appeared in the next few years, including more by Previn and Company, including jazz treatments of the songs from Pal Joey and even Lil Abner. From My Fair Lady, here's I Could Have Danced All Night on Nightlights. pianist Andre Previn, bassist Leroy Vinegar, and drummer Shelley Mann performing I've Grown Accustomed to Her Face and I Could Have Danced All Night from their 1956 album of songs from My Fair Lady, the album that launched a Jazz Goes Broadway trend that would extend into the 1960s. Previn would also score the 1964 movie version of the popular musical. The success of the My Fair Lady album may account for the upswing of articles about Previn that appeared in the jazz press of the late 1950s and early 60s. He participated in several downbeat blindfold tests, and his jazz albums were regularly reviewed, though critics tended to debate how truly jazz he was. Ira Gittler concluded one review with, "Would the real Andre Previn stand up?" an attitude the multi-musical Previn would encounter throughout much of his career. But he was also praised by established writers such as Nat Hentoff and Martin Williams. In the late 1950s, he embarked on a series of solo piano songbook album tributes to Vernon Duke, Jerome Kern, and Harold Arlen. And he later spoke with pride of the Duke album in particular. From that album, here's Autumn in New York on Nightlights. Thank you. Andre Previn performing Jerome Kern's All the Things You Are and Vernon Duke's Autumn in New York, from solo piano album tributes to those songwriters recorded in 1959 and 1958. Coming up in just a few moments, Andre Previn's jazz score for the first cinematic adaptation of a Jack Kerouac novel. You can listen to many previous Nightlights programs on our website at indianapublicmedia.org/nightlights. Support comes from Landlocked Music, offering new and used CDs, LPs, and more. Now located in the David Baker Building at 115 South Walnut in downtown Bloomington, or online at landlockedmusic.com. And from the Laughing Planet Cafe, serving veggie burgers, salads, and burritos for lunch and dinner at the corner of Kirkwood and Grant in Bloomington. The Laughing Planet Cafe, online at thelaughingplanetcafe.com. I'm David Brent Johnson, and you're listening to Jazz of All Trades, the eclectic Andre Previn on Nightlights. I'm featuring music from the early years of Andre Previn's career in this edition of Nightlights. In 1958, Previn, Arthur Freed, and MGM scored a huge hit with Gigi, which won Previn his first Academy Award after three previous nominations. He'd net another one for his work the following year on the film Porgy and Bess. The Freed Unit, as it was called at MGM, soldiered on to another project, an adaptation of Jack Kerouac's novel The Subterraneans. The big-budget MGM production of a book depicting a rebellious subculture of young beatniks produced an awkward and stilted result that bombed at the box office. But Previn came up with an excellent jazz score for a film that utilized real-life jazz musicians such as Jerry Mulligan, cast as a hip saxophone-playing street priest. Here's music for the main title from The Subterraneans on Nightlights. music from the 1960 film adaptation of Jack Kerouac's The Subterraneans, written and arranged by Andre Previn. We heard Balloon and Main Title. Previn left MGM shortly after completing work on The Subterraneans and Bells Are Ringing. He was only 32 years old and wanted to focus more on recording and performing jazz. And he was also increasingly working as a classical conductor. Though often touted as an artist who bridged the worlds of jazz and classical, in his interviews and profiles from this time, Previn cast a skeptical eye on the third stream movement, lauding its goals, but often expressing disappointment about the recordings he heard done by composers such as Gunther Schuller and John Lewis. The breadth of his musical realm extended to working with vocalists as well, and he made albums with Dinah Shore and Doris Day that rank with his solo songbook albums as the most intimate entries in his discography. Here's Andre Previn, Dinah Shore, and It Had to Be You on Nightlights.
Seems like dreams like I always had could be, should be making me glad. Why am I blue? It's up to you to explain. I'm thinking maybe, baby, I'll go away. Someday, some way, you'll come and say, it's you I need, and you'll be pleading in vain. It had to be you. It had to be you. I wandered around and finally found somebody who could make me be true, could make me feel blue, and even be glad just to be sad, thinking of you. Some others I've seen might never be mean, might never be cross or try to be boss, but they wouldn't do for no. Nobody else gives me a thrill. With all your faults, dear, I love you still. It had to be you, wonderful you. It had to be you. Divine music play.
it's love's holiday, and love will be our guide. Close your eyes. When you open them, dear, I'll be here by your side. Close your eyes.
Andre Previn and Doris Day with Close Your Eyes from their 1962 album Duet. Previn and Dinah Shore before that with It Had to Be You from the album Dinah Sings, Previn Plays. In the early 1960s, Previn was still doing work for the movies, and he was in a new marriage to Dori Previn, a lyricist who would collaborate with Previn on numerous songs and several Oscar-nominated film scores. He also had a working trio of several years at this point with bassist Red Mitchell and drummer Frank Capp. And in 1960, they made a first for Previn, an album consisting solely of his own compositions. From Like Previn, here's Saturday on Nightlights.
Thank you.
Andre Previn's composition Saturday, with Previn accompanied by bassist Red Mitchell and drummer Frank Capp, from the 1960 album Like Previn. Andre Previn had left MGM at the beginning of the 1960s in part to increase his jazz activities, but several years later he expressed disillusionment with the current jazz scene in a Downbeat interview, feeling out of sync with the emerging New Thing movement and also weary of performing in nightclubs. He spent much of the next several decades immersed almost entirely in the world of classical music, serving as music director for a number of prestigious orchestras. In 1988, however, he returned to jazz with the album After Hours, sparking a two-decade run of renewed jazz activity. Previn passed away on February 28, 2019, at the age of 89. He had won 4 Academy Awards and 11 Grammys in all, 3 of the latter for his jazz recordings. Like Leonard Bernstein, whom he'd spoken of with admiration, he was celebrated as an artist who convincingly inhabited several worlds of music. Dizzy Gillespie once said of Previn, "He has the flow, you know, which a lot of guys don't have and won't ever get." Often called eclectic, Previn fulfilled the most positive meaning of that word. Andre Previn performing his 1959 hit Like Young. Thanks for tuning in this edition of Nightlights. You can listen to previous Nightlights programs, including a show about the 1960 film The Subterraneans that Previn scored, on our website at indianapublicmedia.org/nightlights. Support comes from Landlock Music, offering new and used CDs, LPs, and more. Now located in the David Baker Building at 115 South Walnut in downtown Bloomington, or online at landlockmusic.com. And from the Laughing Planet Cafe, serving veggie burgers, salads, and burritos for lunch and dinner at the corner of Kirkwood and Grant in Bloomington. The Laughing Planet Cafe, online at thelaughingplanetcafe.com. Nightlights is a production of WFIU and part of the educational mission of Indiana University. I'm David Brent Johnson, wishing you good listening for the week ahead.